know. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let him in. Ooh, yeah.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. And where is Christina Stoffo? I don't like this. This is like the ketchup without the mustard, the salt without the pepper. Enough of this. Here's the entertainment report with Christina.
Well, Ed, we're going to start off by talking about Paul McCartney, because not only was he rejected once from a Grammys VIP party, but he was rejected twice from the same party. So he went up first. They said, no, you're not on the list. He went up later on in the same night. Same guy at the door rejected him again. Now, this guy obviously did not know Sir Paul McCartney is a Beatle and should automatically be put on every VIP list on the planet, okay? Paul McCartney was like, how much more of a VIP do I have to be? And he's absolutely right, because he's a Beatle and he should have been let in. I'm embarrassed for this guy that had to reject him not once, but two times. And speaking about the Grammys, Taylor Swift inserts a pretty obvious dig on Kanye West when accepting her Album of the Year award.
I want to say to all the young women out there, there are going to be people along the way who will try to undercut your success or take credit for your accomplishments or your fame. But if you just focus on the work and you don't let those people sidetrack you, someday when you get where you're going, you'll look around and you will know that it was you and the people who love you who put you there. And that will be the greatest feeling in the world. Thank you for this moment.
Now, if that's not obvious, I don't know what is. She had her entourage of producers on the stage with her that looked like a barricade just in case someone tried to come up and disrupt her again. But you know what? Good for Taylor Swift. She pretty much went on the air and said, don't let anyone take credit for your success. You did it. You deserve it. And you take the credit for it. Don't let anyone pretty much like poo-poo on what you did. And, you know, Kanye West just needs to go take a walk. Because not only is Kanye West in the doghouse with this whole Taylor Swift situation, with those awful lyrics that he inserted to his song about, you know, doing the nasty with Taylor Swift, who Taylor Swift's reps say she was not aware of those lyrics. But Kanye West has something else to say about that. Kanye says he is $53 million in personal debt. And I guess he asked Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook for a $1 billion loan, like kind of like an investment in his ideas to get him out of the debt. Now, via Twitter, he urged his followers to support him and retweet his request. He's also going out on Facebook and Instagram and all social media looking for support from his followers because of his $53 million debt, which I can't even understand because he's married to a Kardashian. Like, isn't that your personal bank? I mean, give me a break. Kanye West also reached out to Alphabet Inc. CEO Larry Page for help. He cried about the fact that people don't invest in real artists like me anymore, and instead people are just pumping money into educating kids in Africa. Who's going to shut this guy up? Because I hope someone does it real soon. So Tiger Woods' kids, they have gone on the record to say that Lionel Messi, now he's a soccer star, he plays for Barcelona, pretty much is more relevant than their dad, Tiger Woods, because he, well, at least plays now. And his kids are going on to say that he's more popular and they are more accepting of him because Tiger Woods, let's just face it, is on a downward spiral. He hit his peak. He had surgeries, having back issues. He's sick. He looks like he's totally out of shape. Tiger Woods, I am so, so sorry. But a soccer player in the U.S. is more relevant than you. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Christina. And isn't it amazing how the mighty have fallen? First off, Sir Paul McCartney, you are a Beatle and you can't get into a Rotten Post Grammys concert. And not just once, twice. And really, it started to look as if his handlers were begging. Come on, he's Paul McCartney. Do us a favor. Let him in. Wouldn't it have been interesting if they kind of like folded up a 20 and tried to slip it to the bouncer? Maybe that would have worked. I don't know. But it shows that if you are in the music industry and if you are younger than, yeah, probably 35 and definitely under 30 and 25, you really don't have a clue who Paul McCartney is. And he handled it with class. He walked away, got into his SUV and went off to some other party. He got in somewhere, but it was, you know, kind of like this plan B type of thing where people that really can't get into the A-list party had to end up going. But anyway, The other one is Tiger Woods. When you've got issues with your kids not even thinking you're popular anymore and they like a soccer player more than you, it is time for Tiger to cut them off and tell them, okay, now let's see how it's going to be when you have to go and apply for student loans to get into college. See, he'll get his revenge. Anyway, but the other thing, Taylor Swift, wow. Yeah, I give her a lot of credit. She stood up and she said what she needed to say. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge. Christina Staffo is somewhere. We'll find her here somewhere. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
In 1990, author J.K. Rowling was struggling with the plot of an adult novel when the character of Harry Potter suddenly came to her.
She shifted course and began working on a children's story instead. How did this happen?
She took a break. Research shows that when stuck on a problem, taking a break allows for creative connections that result in breakthroughs.
Psychologist Kay Anders Erickson says top performers work in 90-minute cycles and then take a break. It's called pulsing. Use your breaks to daydream, look outside, go for a walk or a ride.
Move between spending and renewing your energy. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Bats have been found dead and infected with a white fungus in their noses across Vermont, Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts. Why are bats important? One bat can eat over 1,000 mosquitoes and insects each summer night. Alarmingly, some 500,000 bats may have that fungus now. This winter, another 10,000 bats died, many during winter food hunts when they exhausted what little body fat reserves they had left for winter hibernation. Poor air quality and newly dying bats could pose serious insect infestation during summertime. Since delicate bats reproduce very slowly, scientists are ringing the alarm. Seems our new greener thinking can only ensure a better chance for this eco-balancing species. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.